Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
For those whose primary experience with corn is that butter-drenched corn on the cob variety that we all enjoy, it might come as a surprise that other forms of sweet corn are in trouble. There has been an ongoing decline in sweet corn production for frozen and canned products, as well as other processed vegetables. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Bill Tracy is the director of the UW Sweet Corn Program and works directly with these processors on different projects regarding canned veggies. And he says that the shift is due to changing consumer preferences.
Certainly the consumption of canned veggies is going down. It's been going down for a long time. Wisconsin was the originator, at least in the Midwest, of canned vegetables in like the 1890s. And frozen vegetables started later. And so just within Wisconsin, frozen has gone up and canned has gone down. But I would say for both kinds of processed frozen and canned, it has declined over the last few years.
And why is that? What do you think is really the driving factor behind that?
I think what's happening is we all hear about eat fresh vegetables. And we also hear don't eat processed food. And when they say don't eat processed foods, I know what they're talking about is so-called hyper-processed, you know, with so many ingredients in the box that you wouldn't even want to read them all. Whereas when we're talking about canned vegetables, all that's in the can is corn and water and maybe some salt. It's actually not processed at all if you're planning on cooking your corn when you eat it. It's the same thing that you would get if you brought fresh corn, cut it off the cob, and boiled it.
You kind of touched already on some of that shift between canned veggies to that frozen option, how those are looking. But what consumer preferences have really stood out to you?
Well, in some ways, I think it has to do with convenience. Frozen is probably slightly more convenient. You know, you take the bag out and a lot of those bags are microwavable and things like that, so you hardly have to do anything. Canned, still pretty convenient, but some of those can openers don't work very well. So I think that's part of it. Another thing, and again, canned can fit into this area, but another thing is serving size. People are probably eating less and there certainly aren't many big families eating together these days. So serving size, convenience, those are really big things.
In your experience, what factors typically drive the decisions when it comes to the processing plant for if they decide, you know, if they're going to close or not or stay open when they're the ones that are handling those vegetables every day for us?
Right. Well, there's a lot of things that go into that. Obviously, one of the big ones is, can they sell the product at a price that can keep them in business? The other things you have to think about, though, are transportation. When I came to Wisconsin 40 years ago, there were a lot of small processors scattered around through Dane County. Of course, the Sun Prairie, we still think of the Sun Prairie Sweet Corn Festival. Well, there was a big cannery in Sun Prairie. Why did they go away? Well, like a lot of things that have happened in our country, is transportation has changed everything. We have interstates, so corn can be moved from southern Wisconsin to a big processing plant in central Wisconsin in 2 hours. So transportation makes a big difference. And of course, the transportation then allows the companies to make big consolidated processing plants in one place, which for them becomes efficiency as well. The other thing that we've seen over time is the crops have mostly moved, and by the main crops are peas, which have greatly declined, sweet corn, and snap beans. Most of those crops now have moved up into the central sands, up near Plover and Hancock and places like that. And one of the reasons they moved there is because at least sweet corn actually is a good rotation crop with potatoes, and potatoes are super valuable up there. So it's just the system. The other thing I wanted to say is that modern vegetable processing plants are amazing. They have robotics. Many years ago when I first came here, at every cutter, that's where they cut the corn off the cob, there was a person standing there making sure everything was working. today, all it's done by robots, basically. And so super modern, super efficient. And again, that's actually why we have fewer processing plants, because of that cost. Something else that's happened is sweet corn production per acre has probably doubled over the last 40 years. So we don't need so many acres anymore.
Are there any other veggie trends or even product line trends that you've seen that have been maybe noticeable changes in demand or production in recent years or anything like that that's kind of driving the industry?
I would say that there are changes in terms of competition with fresh vegetables coming from all over the world. And when you think about you're eating fresh vegetables that have come from 10,000 miles away, they might not be as fresh as you think.
We kind of are talking today because we've seen some different vegetable plants closing within Wisconsin and around the state. So what is the problem? Why is it a problem? You know, what are other plants at stake for closing too? Kind of give me your personal opinion on this.
Well, consumption is down on a number of these products. There's no question. But I also think that companies like every other company, like every household, everybody's looking for efficiency. And it's more efficient to bring these factories together. By that, I mean shut one, a small one in one place and make one of your flagship factories, make it bigger. And it becomes more efficient. And that's what we're seeing everywhere. So I think the move toward efficiency is a big part of it.
That was Bill Tracy, director of the UW Sweet Corn Program. Despite the decline in the consumption that we talked about, Wisconsin still ranks second in the nation for the production of processed vegetables. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.